Tim speaking.
Hi, Tim. My name is Lily. I'm calling again with Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Lily. Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. Just wanted to give you a quick call regarding your Google Verified campaign. Is this a good time?
Sure.
Okay. Just wanted to let you know they did update me. Unfortunately, the documentation that you sent is not acceptable per Google. The certificate of insurance is a specific document. And so it looks like it needs to be it's either the Accord form certificate of insurance for general liability, or just a plain certificate of insurance. But it is it's a specific document that's a specific document that Google will accept for the Google Verified. Unfortunately, it won't take the bond information you provided.
So they never said that or stated that. They only ever said that it was verified and finished.
Yeah, right. I did look into that. They said that for some reason everything was submitted, but it wasn't it didn't pass verification. That's where I asked them to recheck it, the bond that you sent in, but it looks like it's unacceptable. So I'm really sorry for the miscommunication there, because it should have definitely been clear. We always need a license and a certificate of insurance for the business when it comes to Google Verified specifically.
But where does it state what type of insurance? Because the mm-hmm. state, California, requires contractors to have a bond. So that is the first, I would say, insurance. Mm-hmm. You are required to have a $25,000 bond. We're not required to have liability. So liability is a larger insurance. That one can be $1 million, $2 million. It's nice when a contractor has it, but it's not required. So where does it state what type of insurance is needed for Google to allow us to be, mm-hmm. verified on their end?
It looks like that's in the application that you submit. Let me pull that up very quickly. One moment. Okay, it's just going to be 1 second, Tim. I'll be right back on the line with you here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. One moment. Thank you for your patience, Tim. I'm asking the team to send the application. I'm actually having a little trouble pulling it up, but I believe the specific type of insurance document that's needed is on that application that you submitted. I'm not sure if you happen to have the link to that application, but if not, I'm having it resent to you because it is listed.
The application for what?
For Google Verified. When you submitted the application,
okay.
Yeah, it's in that application. It'll show you the example of the documents that are acceptable by Google. So I'm having them send that over. Do you think it'll be possible to obtain the certificate of insurance for at least general liability? I know it's a bigger insurance for you. I'm not sure if you'll be able to obtain that.
It just costs several thousand dollars, so, and it's not required. So that's the part I'm really annoyed with. So if that's what they're saying is required, it's not required. So I don't understand why they're, if that's what they're saying they're requiring, why they're saying they're requiring that.
Oh, I see. Google it's a Google application. So it's even though in some states you don't need even a license to operate certain businesses, but when it comes to Google Verified, even if it's not required to operate your business, Google will require it for the product itself, for Google Verified. So I know that's super annoying. So sorry about that, but it happens for every Google Verified account that is created out there, whether they need it to operate the business or not. Unfortunately.
Okay. I need to see the wording in the application.
Sure. Yeah, I'm already requesting that they send that to you. You should have that. I'm hoping that within the next hour maximum.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you, Lily.
All right. You're welcome, Tim, and I'll check back as well. All right?
Okay.
I appreciate your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.